The following message by Pastor Bob Sheridan is brought to you by the ministries of Palos Bible Church. For more information, please visit palosbiblechurch.com.
Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you.
Grateful to have each one of you guys here. All of us, by the way, have had mothers. I'm confident of that. And we think back to their lives. Ladies, some of you have distinguished yourselves and have blessed our lives, and some have not. You know, I'm thinking of today. Happy Mother's Day. And it's a time that should be warm and fuzzy and just a meaningful time of reflecting upon a woman's impact, their sacrifice, their compassion, the security that they are able to give us in those formative early years of our lives because of their sacrificial love. That's the way that it ought to be. And for many of us, it is able to be that. But you know what? We're living in days that are confusing. Wish it weren't so, but it's a reality. You know, there's a topic that I touched on just a couple of weeks ago, and I want to come back to it because it fits with today. It really is the question, who am I? How do you define yourself? Because we're living in a culture that throws up a lot of confusion. You know, that you've got to be this or you've got to be that, they end up telling you. And the focus is on so many other things. The focus is on the outside, or it's on what you have accomplished, or, you know, what you have done. We're living in a time in which, you know, again, we've got Josh and Ashley with a new child, but the statistics are telling us that there are many homes that are choosing just not to have any children, and abortion is prevalent, and children are not. What's going on? And a lot of women are struggling with who am I? And trying to define yourself. And we're living in a world that says, you know, you got to have a degree. You got to be do this. You got to be doing that. And if you don't have something of an achievement in life, oh, you just a housewife? Like it's a secondary thing. Now, I'm not looking to say anything negative about those that are working, but I want you to know that there's something much more important than what the culture has been preaching, because it's preaching it. It doesn't use the word preaching, but it's essentially saying it's the way that we ought to be, and we need to understand what God says. Sadly, we're living in a time in which, ladies, a lot of you are focusing on the outside. I'm not saying don't take care of yourself. But I want you to understand today from the Word of God, well, far beyond what I could say, what God says is that who you are is not just based on the exterior that would be there. It's so important that we move beyond that. Today, it's a message of release. It's a message of freedom. It's a message of victory that I want to be able to share with each and every woman that is here in this room, and young men and gentlemen, I want you to understand what the scriptures say so that you don't unintentionally, literally, cause a woman to struggle with some of these areas that they can end up going through in life. There are some who have gone through believing, you know what, it's all about the outside. And we've got plastic surgeons that are doing work overtime, you know, because everyone wants to change yourself. Ladies, tell me where this is at. If you have straight hair, you wish it was curly. If you have curly hair, you wish it was... Isn't that interesting? Everybody knew that answer. You guys, you know, if you're tall, you wish you were short. If you're short, you wish you were taller. You know, no one weighs what they want to be able to weigh. It's all about the mirror. You know, it defines us so much. And today, some of you may be doing well, but some of you may be struggling, and it may be that you need to go ahead and pray this prayer. Dear Lord, I don't know who I am or who I'm supposed to be. I'm in a mess of my life, and I don't know how to fix it on my own. I need you. Amen. That is always the right prayer to pray. Right. I need you. I don't know exactly what to ask. But I believe you know me best, so I trust you to speak to my heart, direct me, change me. I what? Ladies?
Surrender.
I surrender. That is so non-PC. You know what? The world would say, you take your rights and you be the who they want you to be and tell you you're supposed to be. You were made by Almighty God.
Amen.
And you were made and you fulfill your destiny when you become a woman of God. Amen. That woman that God wants you to be. You say, well, how do I find that out? Well, I'm glad you asked. Because throughout the pages of the Word of God, we find information that God has given to us. I use this same statement in a different passage. I want to use it today. When you trust Christ as Savior, say this: I am who God says I am. We understand that there is information in the Scriptures that help us to come to grips with our understanding. No matter who you were, you know, no matter what, well, you know what, I'm Irish, I just got a temper, you know, or I'm Scotch, I'm just cheap. Listen, whatever your nationality is, by the way, that's not necessarily true. Y'all hear that, right? I'm just telling you what some people say that kind of stuff. It's out there. But we need to understand our identity, who I am in Christ. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Any man be in Christ, woman be in Christ. They are a new creation. Old things are being passed away. Behold, all things are becoming new. I can become who God wants me to be. Women, hear this. I want you to understand whatever people have said and whatever has gone on in the past, whatever wrong choices you have made based on the world telling you, you got to be this or you got to do this or you can't do this, whatever that stuff is, I want you to know that when you hear and understand in the heart of your hearts that I'm a sinner, I'm not putting you down because the guys are as much, if not more. Amen. But we're all sinners.
Right.
Jesus Christ died to take the place of what you deserved, and through him, you can find forgiveness.
Thank you.
You can find relationship with God. And this is not a one-time act that I just pray a prayer. What happens is that God comes into our life and he can change us. And the change is not to be who Payless Bible Church wants you to be. We don't have a master plan. You know, we just pump them out. Women, you all look like we want you to look. No. You begin looking more like Jesus. You see, when Jesus begins being at work in your life, he changes us from the inside out, but it begins to show out. Ladies, some of you in this congregation are beautiful because I see in you Christ. And there's nothing more beautiful in the entire world than all God's people said.
Amen.
It's so important to understand that. In your bulletin, there's a half sheet that would have been put in there. And that half sheet is essentially, who am I? You see it there? Now, by the way, don't just look at one side of it because it's two-sided. And by the way, stay with me here. It's been given to you because I want you to take it with you. And you can study that after the message is finished, okay? And go through that because I want you to know that what it says when you trust Christ as Savior is who God says you are. You do not let the culture define you. You allow your Lord to define you. I am everything God says. I don't feel like it. It's not about your feelings. It's about what God says. Amen. I am who God says I am. You got that? Amen. It's powerful. It's really important to understand my identity is in him. I am in Christ. Now, if you've never trusted Christ as Savior, listen, I'm not looking to try to fix you on the outside. I want you to trust Jesus Christ. I want you to know he loves you. I don't know if I can portray it well enough, but listen, he cared enough from you that he left heaven and he came down to earth and went through all of the heartaches and the agonies and limitations of being here in a body so that he could take what you deserve. I call that love. You are loved by God. So a couple of passages that come to my mind today that I'm looking for us to be able to talk about. One's in 1 Peter. 1 Peter chapter 3. 1 Peter chapter 3. The passage starts off, and maybe you kind of stop there, ladies, and don't go a little farther, because it starts out, at least in our chapter, chapter 3, verse 1, saying, "Wives, likewise, be submissive to your own husbands." By the way, if it said likewise, then who else do you think is supposed to be involved being submissive? Answer? Yeah, you know what? All of us are to be under God. All of us. This isn't a hierarchy where men, we're in charge, we reign, yeah, it's all about us. Hey, guys, if any of you are thinking that way, you're not thinking biblically. You're under Christ. And God calls men to be men who would be honoring God with their lives. We need to be hitting our knees and crying out to God. Amen, men?
Amen. Amen.
Women, we're to recognize that we are also under God. But the issue that he was talking about here is about even dealing with your husbands who may not know the Lord. "Wives, likewise, be submissive to your own husbands, that even if some do not obey the word, they, without a word, may be won by the conduct of their wives when they observe your chaste conduct accompanied by fear." Verse 3, that's where we want to go. He says this, "Do not let your adornment be merely outward." You got that, ladies? It isn't all a matter of a mirror. There's something different. There's something more powerful, more rich, more meaningful. He says, the arranging of your hair, wearing gold, putting on fine apparel. Verse 4, "Rather let it be the hidden person of the heart with the incorruptible beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is very precious in the sight of God." God looks at us. And when he sees us looking more like his son, ladies, I'm talking to you. When he sees us looking more like Jesus, you never looked more beautiful in your entire life. It's not about your outfit. It's not about whether you got the newest makeup that other people have and you don't. It's about allowing Christ to be at work in your life. A God-fearing woman is beautiful. How? From the inside out. Do not forget that, because I'm telling you, that is not what you're going to hear out there in the culture, but that is what God wants you to know. And I want to take the day today, and this isn't preaching at women. Please hear my heart. This is coming alongside of women who I love and I respect and say, hey, make sure you get it. And if the culture has clouded some things, come on, let's get things back in perspective. And it's only when you understand things appropriately that you can affect the lives of others. We'll talk about that before we finish. But we recognize God's got a different plan regarding how our life ends up being able to work. So there's something about the inner heart, about the inner life that really honors the Lord. A different kind of beauty. And I want you to understand it. I want you to believe it. Okay? I want you to believe it. My heart hurts thinking about being a pastor over the years and people who have been, they've been sold a bill of goods and they've made decisions based on what the culture has said. And there's tears and there's heartaches and you feel like you could never be that woman that God wants you to be. And I'm here to tell you that my God is the God of the second chance. I'm saying that not just for you ladies. I'm saying that because I want you to get it. I want you to understand it. I want you to live it. And I want you to be prepared to share it. Okay? And you can only share it when you got it, when you understand it yourself, and you can be able to pass it along to the next generation. So I think about this 1 Peter 3 text and the power of it as it talks about the inner beauty of all that would be there. And then I go to another passage, and it's in the book of Titus. Titus chapter 2. Titus Titus chapter 2. By the way, you're going to be in Titus chapter 2, and I'm going to be there in just a minute. But a couple other passages I came across. You don't even have to go there either. David, before Samuel had taken him, he was out taking care of the sheep before he was anointed to be king. Remember, Samuel came to the house and wanted to see all the children, and the oldest came, and Samuel said, "That's got to be him." And God said what? And here's what God said. "For the Lord does not see as man sees. For man looks at the outward appearance, but where does the Lord look?" Ladies, God's into heart style. And if you are, you're in great company. And if you are confused, then may I give you clarity today, because this is what God is into. God's into heart style. He's into you being able to focus on him, not all the outward stuff. I'm not saying don't take care of yourself. I'm saying that again because somebody's going to misquote me, and I don't want you to do that. Don't miss the message. It is really about the Lord and his work in our life. So here we are in this passage, and in 1 Peter chapter 2, Titus, by the way, is a young pastor. He's a disciple of Paul, and Paul has now brought him and placed him in a place where he is now to be involved, being able to influence the lives of others. Now, I have heard during my life, I'm telling you, some young pastors saying, "You know what, I want a young church. I want a church filled with young people, and you know what, we're going to change the world. You know, young people, come and be a part of it. You don't want to be a part of it, you know, you can hit the door." What that young pastor does not understand is that one day, he's going to get older. You know what the church is? It's all of us. You got that? It's not one age group or another age group. It's all of us. Something beautiful about being able to just hear a baby in the background and go, "Praise God, that's the future of the church." And to be able to see a senior saint who may have a gait that's a little slower than yours, but you know what? They're a part of the church too. We don't select one group or another group. You come to trust Christ as Savior, you're a part of the body of Christ. Each and every one of us. Titus is recognizing that as Paul has been teaching him, but Paul's continuing to share with him through the Spirit of God, and he ends up saying, I'm picking it up in chapter 2, verse 1, "As for you, speak the things that are proper for sound doctrine." The real health that we need is spiritual health. Physical health, it'll come, it'll go. Oh, that I would be consistent in my walk with my Lord, and that would be healthy. That older men be sober, reverent, temperate, sound in faith, in love, in patience. The older women, and again we find that word what? Likewise. The concept is, you know what, there's a responsibility to the men, there's also a responsibility for the women. And he says older women, likewise, that they would be reverent in behavior, not slanderers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things. Verse 4, that they admonish the what? No. Yeah, you know what? There's something beautiful about the work of God in the life of a woman. And you have young ladies that are growing up and they're living in a culture where they don't know what to do. God's plan. Older women ministering to younger women, or older women ministering to younger women. So wherever you're sitting, I'm talking to everybody, okay? but recognize what the Word of God has to say. That there's a character of Christ that God is looking for to be in the lives of each of you as women. And that's what it's about. And sometimes when you're younger, you know what? You hear the siren call of the world and the mirror and all that's together with it and the outfits and the this and the that and the going to to the in places where everybody else goes. And what we need is godly women that are walking it and that are able to stand up and say, hey, come on alongside. I've been there. I don't have it all together, but I'd love to be a part of seeing the development and growth of your life to be walking with your God. The body of Christ ministering one to another. You say, yeah. We need a program with that name. That's what we need. Look, churches have a lot of programs. What we need is commitment of lives. This isn't just done inside the church building. This is done where lives connect with lives. Older women teaching younger women. And the truth of it is that there's often a little cross-pollination that goes in it, isn't there? There's things that sometimes the younger women end up saying, by the way, love their energy, huh? Younger women? You bet. You go, oh, I remember when I used to have that. You know? Praise the Lord for that. You know what? I'm still ticking. God's still got a purpose for me. I don't want to be sitting on the sideline. That's not why I'm here. God wants me to be involved. And sometimes those young women, they remind us of that. And we say, praise God for you. You know, praise God for you. But there's something, older women, that you bring to the table that our world is marginalizing, but God does not. Do you hear me? Your life has purpose. Don't you let the world tell you you're passé, step aside, time for others to be able to be involved. God has a purpose for all of our lives. That is the beauty of the body of Christ. And I don't want you to miss it. But what is it that you bring to the table? No. It's not just age. I have seen some cranky women. No. I didn't say inside Payless Bible Church. I don't live inside the church all the time, by the way. But I've seen it. And I know that age is simply a number. But when you allow Christ to grow and develop in your life, it's seen through your words. It's seen through your actions. It's seen even through your attitudes. Women, we need you. We need you growing in your relationship with Christ and looking around saying, how, God, can you use me to be able to touch the lives of others? You can tell who the strong women are. They're the ones who are building one another up instead of tearing each other down. Yeah, it takes place out in the world. You go, you know what? That's just showing how sharp a wit I have. I can put people down. I have a better plan. Why don't you look more like Jesus? And Jesus wasn't known for his sarcasm, was he? He was known for being able to care for a child and to care for the hurting and the struggling and to help those to be able to take that step up to grow and become the man or woman that God wants you to be. And women throughout time have done that. And there was a time that a woman ended up recognizing what her mom did, and she literally ended up going to Washington and causing our nation to have a day set aside to honor mothers. Thank you for the character of godly mothers. Is that where you're at, ladies? I know sometimes it's hard for you to evaluate yourself. I would suggest to you that one-on-one you find somebody that knows you and cares about you and that you might ask, do you see Christ at work in my life? How? What are areas that you see that you don't see Christ as much? Because those are the areas I need to give to God, because you can't change yourself. You got that? You know what? It's a couple of sayings that we use around here at Payless Bible Church. When I try, I
fail.
When I trust, he succeeds. So we're not going off a different tangent. We're saying the same thing that we've already been saying before. God is the one who's at work being able to change us and make us more like Jesus Christ. God wants to be at work in your life. So if people honor you today, thank them. It's good to know, but I'm not finished yet. You know what? There's work to be done. If I'm younger, I need to have a learning spirit. I need to recognize there are others who have wisdom, and I'm looking to see women who are walking with God. As pastor of Payless Bible Church, I'm so, so humbled to say there are some within Payless Bible Church, and I love you for it. We're not in a place where you say there's nobody. No, you can't say that. Step up and look for some and begin to get to know them. And older women, listen, you don't say, well, you know what, I need those younger women to have a learning spirit. You need to say, God, help me. Oh, help me to grow. Help me that as younger women come to me, that I would be able to influence them in a way where it's your word that they are hearing. It's your character that they're developing. Whether they're single, whether they're married, whether they're divorced, whether they've gone through a spouse and now find themselves at the other end. Listen, no matter who you are, God has a purpose for your life. And I need you to know that, like I'm talking to you one-on-one today. I need you to know that. It grieves me that the world is upside down. It sees wrong as right and right as wrong.
Right.
And I care. I don't want to just help you pick up the pieces afterwards. I want to help you to make wise choices now. There's something about being an influencer, women. And I want you to understand the power of it today. If you are in a home with children, then there's a natural place in which I'm an influencer with the children that I have within my home. But I'm talking now to every female in this auditorium, and I'm saying whether you're single or married or anything else, you are able to be an influencer. Don't miss this. Don't miss this plan that God has, that our lives end up influencing the lives of others. I came across this. A little girl follows me. I do not dare go astray. That's what it says. For fear she'll go the self same way. Not once can I escape her eyes. Whate'er she sees me do, she tries. Like me, she says she's going to be that little girl who follows me. The power of influence. Ladies, don't you buy into what the world says. Don't you buy into what the world says, the church says. They don't define us. The scriptures define us. And who we are individuals who have trusted in the person and the work of the Lord Jesus Christ. And who we are individuals in whom we submit and the character of Christ develops within us, and our lives are able to influence others. Ladies, you are an influencer. Can I tell you, you are more powerful than you understand. Young ladies, considering dating and trying to find the right guy, you can be an influencer through a commitment to a life of holiness and walking and being the woman God wants you to be. Don't you say, well, I'll never find a guy. I've got to somehow compromise my standards. I want you to know there's a better guy than you even understand God has for you. Don't compromise. You be that woman that God wants you to be, because there's nothing more beautiful than Christ seen through the life of a woman. It is the most beautiful trait you could ever have. Got nothing to do with a mirror, nothing to do with eyeliner and shade and all the other stuff that goes along with it. Doesn't have to do with, you know, needing to make sure that you're dressed the right way and that, you know, you've got the right additional things to all complete the outfit. God's looking at your heart. That's who God is. May that be who we are. Let's pray. Father, I ask that you would help each and every one of us to be the person that you want us to be walking with you in obedience. And I think, Father, of the potential of the lives that are here within this room, the women, younger and older, whatever those terms mean to us. Father, I pray that you'd help us to understand you have a purpose. And Father, as we understand it, may we embrace it. May we recognize your plans for us are not to limit us, but to bring us fulfillment, to be who you desire for us to be. Lord, there's a lot of wrong thinking that's gone on out there, and some of it we've done. We ask for your forgiveness. We pray, Father, today that you would help us to be a student of the word. I think, Father, that half sheet, both for women and for men, to study and to understand who God says that I am. And Lord, may the lives right here in this room radiate Jesus Christ with a beauty that each of us just looks at and admires. Oh Lord God, we cannot do this on our own. We ask that you would be at work in each and every one of our lives. But we thank you that you have given to us, you've given to us the resources to be all that we can be. And we are honored and grateful and hungry to be living out that potential. We pray in Jesus' name, and all God's people said,
Amen.
Amen.
You've been listening to Pastor Bob Sheridan. Pastor Bob Sheridan and Palos Bible Church reserve all copyright protections under applicable law. For more information, please visit PalosBibleChurch.com.